Pariah by David Jackson, narrated by Nick Landrum. Chapter 1. She draws a breath, and the icy air crackles like fire through her lungs. The cry that she pushes out into the night is driven by the burning pain. Thick blood bubbles from her nose and trickles down the back of her throat. She coughs, and something clicks in her chest. A busted rib, she thinks. Slumped between overflowing garbage bags, she waits and counts. 1, 2, 3. She has always counted. When she was tiny, in a parallel universe, it seems now, her parents listened to her interminable counting and optimistically packaged her up as a child prodigy. Stepping from dream to dream, they conjured up futures for her involving nuclear science, brain surgery, accountancy, high finance. She wonders what they would think of her now, lying in a stinking, vacant lot, her body battered and broken, craving a hit of heroin to numb the pain. 6, 7, 8. She can count while thinking of other things, like her mind is working on 2 levels. A useful skill, maybe, in some walk of life. Not so much in her own, though. In her life, it would often be far better if the numbers could eclipse all other thoughts. 12, 13, 14. She tends to think of people in terms of numbers. She sees them as having big numerals painted on their foreheads, her customers especially, most of whose real names she doesn't want to know. Like Sammy69, for example, his appellation deriving from his exclusively oral sexual preferences. Then there's Freddy50, with his uncanny ability to climax after precisely 50 thrusts, no more, no less. And not forgetting, at the other end of the scale, poor old two-stroke Tommy. She saw this movie once, The Producers, laughed all the way through, not because it was especially humorous, which it wasn't, but because one of the actors was called Zero Mostel. Oh, to have a few more Johns with that moniker, she wishes. Lights dance in her eyes. She's not sure if they are real or imagined. One too many blows to the head, maybe. She forces out another cry, hears her plea reverberating off the featureless brick walls. Hears something scuttling away.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?